Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Okay, let's try this again. So I'm having some technical difficulties. Can't get any feedback right now, so hopefully I'm broadcasting. And everybody who's on the line, if you want to hit the one button, go ahead. But anyway, Saturday Night Grudge Inc., what's up, everybody? 2 weeks away from the Vega Nats. Got to get that out there right now. A little under the weather, migraine headaches today. So I'm just in a very relaxed state. Got a lot of things coming up. Gonna be going on a show, I believe, on the 9th. I'll wait till Donald comes in and we'll touch base on that. And that's gonna be pretty cool. And it's going to, I'll let everybody know so we get Donald in, see what he's got going on tonight. He's probably out with the kids and everybody. But I want to give those people a plug, too. They got a really good show, and I hope everybody listening here will come listening on this show. Come check us out over there. The name of the show, it's called Dixie. It's a Dixie and Betty show. You guys just go ahead and hit that up if you guys want to check us out there. We're bringing our racing game, our local stuff that's going on out here. to, you know, they're helping us get it out, get the word out about a track, and maybe, you know, we'll bring them in one of these times. And they're funny as hell too. I was watching some of their videos. They'd be a perfect fit on this show. And they're just pretty funny. Got to check them out. Like I said, it's the Dixie and Betty show. And Betty's the one with the red hair. So that means that Dixie would be the other one. And then when Donald gets in, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on. And, you know, I got a MIA announcement. I don't know where Tyson's at or where has he been. So I guess since he hasn't been calling in or anything, I guess we just stop all checks to his house and mail in order, stuff like that. And I know he likes those rubber blow-up dolls that he always keeps having me send out to him from California. So I guess we'll just have to cut all that stuff off. Till he's able to get back on his feet and see what's going on with him there. A lot of racing going on down south too. Been on some of the sites there, and BET's been doing that Periscope and getting that out there to, you know, all the racing going on. And let me see if I can get you some updates real quick. Here we go. I think this was last night. Hate Tank versus the Fugitive for $3,000. And just got a whole bunch of racing going on here. A lot of things too. I don't know if anybody watches Street Outlaws on Monday night, but man, what a hell of a crash that was. You know, you hear about it and you saw the results, but to actually see how many times that stuff was flipping over and banging all over the place, man. That was glad both guys are okay. I'm glad Chucky's all right, Brian Davis. And, yeah, we already know those guys are out with bigger and badder shit going on already, but still, glad nobody was hurt. That was a ugly wreck on both sides of the – see anybody even walk away from it was unbelievable. But, you know, having a crash like that, you know, there's always controversy and has some things brought to my attention. But you know what? That's at a certain point, you can't worry about what's going on with the TV cameras. You just got to make sure everyone's okay. So hopefully, you know, that aspect of it will be just fine. And in other news, Vega Nats coming in 2 weeks. Noble, Oklahoma at Thunder Valley in Noble, Oklahoma. Who's going to be there? Who's going? Who's locked in? Who's doing what? Make your predictions now. Let's see what's happening. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. Even if you just come down to spectate, man, it's going to be fun. And that Las Vegas, that beast will be out there burning down the track. And it'll all be good. It'll all be good. And then, you know, you have the Twisted Vega that'll be out there. I want to get a rundown on who's all going to be there, who's going. I see a lot of people requesting to get on that site, on the Vega National site. So I'm hoping a lot of people are showing up. It's going to be a lot of fun. And get yourself down to Noble, Oklahoma, Thunder Valley Raceway. Come check this event out. And, you know, it was put in the header where it was going to be at, and I don't know how it got taken out, but I'm going to start firing some people around here. But it is the 17th and 18th of June. And for some people who can't count down south, that'll be a Friday and a Saturday of that weekend. So get yourself on down there. Come check us out. Trouble you can get yourselves into. Or just watch us get into trouble. Either way, it'll still be fun. And I don't think anybody's coming from I shouldn't say that. I don't know exactly who's all coming. I know there won't be anybody from Florida. But maybe there's probably somebody coming from Alaska, or maybe shipping their car from Hawaii, but nobody's coming from Florida because they just bracket race down there. So we'll let the kids be kids. Don't need none of that bracket racing up in Oklahoma. But yeah, watch that Outlaws race, Street Outlaws. Dude, that was just one sick accident. It was one thing when you, even in slow motion at the finish line, where you see Brian Davis's car come rolling past the cameras with that with speed that was going through. It was pretty gnarly. Safety first, though, man. Say what you want to say, man. Those cars are they're locked down. Those cages saved their lives, both of them. And I'm glad they're still here with us. I think Chief's accident outdid Daddy Dave's. I think Brian Davis's accident outdid Daddy Dave's. That was just some crazy ass shit. But we already know Chief has got that other car going. And I don't know if Brian Davis got anything going or not. I was always wondering if he built anything or if he's driving for somebody. That would be interesting to know. Still trying to get more data on some of the races going on tonight. I was watching some videos. And let me see if we can get some updates here. Then let everybody know what's happening in the race world. Been a long day for me. Let's see. Let's try this one. No, we're not going to go that one. Nope, that one's not the one I was looking for. But if anybody's got any race results or anybody doing some or down there, like I said, man, Tyson's been MIA, so anybody who sees him, he's probably getting his Vega ready for the Vega Nationals. That's what I'm thinking. That's probably why he hasn't been on the show in a couple weeks. And I get it. I ain't mad at him. I know what he's trying to do. Yeah, hey, maybe he got rid of his G-body, did the same thing that Dirk did, got smart and got rid of their G-body, get their Vega going. So, Oh, so here's something going down. This might have been last night. This looks like the hate tank and the fugitive going down right now. Oh, somebody got their ass tore off. Yep, I think the fugitive just tore off the hate tank for $3,000. But as they come in, we'll get them out there. And like I said, also, I want you guys to check out the other we're going to be doing it. Donald and I are going on another show. And like I said, when you get the chance, check out this show called it's the Dixie and Betty Show. Check it out. And see what they're all about. We're going to probably try and get them in here on our show. Donald and I are going to be doing that show, and I believe it's a podcast. So, you know, they got their, the Johnny Carson couch and the desk and the whole nine yards, and they do things a little bit different how we do them out here. But the Dixie and Betty Show, they're a couple of good old girls, and they're pretty damn funny. And they just – shows kind of like ours. They just do whatever they want to do, and they get kind of spontaneous and crazy and funny and kick-ass. But and we're going to have them on here. We'll have them on here probably after we do their show or you know. But we'll put the invite out to them and see if they want to come in and chill with us for a couple hours. If they want to call in and shoot the shit with us. But when Donald comes in, we'll talk a little bit more about Dixie and Betty and getting them on here. We just got to be nice because, you know, they're from out here. They're in Southern California, and we can't say nothing bad because they may know where I live, so I don't want no one beating down the door and getting called out to race any girls or anything like that, because then you know how that goes. They're going to get upset when they get beat and the whole nine yards, and then I'm going to have women up all pissed off at me because they took a shot at the title and lost. So can't do that. Cannot do that. But like I said, when Donald gets in, we'll talk more about what we're doing on that show, and hope everybody from here calls in or at least listens or watches that show and tell us what you think. And no texting. I got to put that memo out right now. This is for Dirk and Randy because they may be in the bushes listening somewhere. Texting me, no group texting me when I'm on that show. I know it's not going to matter. I know I'm talking to a wall. So don't ask me what they're wearing or nothing. I'm not going to answer. And definitely do not send any pictures. You know, I'm just giving you guys more information. I should just shut the hell up right now. I'm just going to turn my phone off when I'm on that show. Because I know what you guys do to me on my show, and can't have that on another show. But hopefully, I believe it's the 9th that we're doing that show, if it's still on. We're doing that show on the 9th, I'm sure I'll put it up on Facebook when we're going to be on that show so everybody listening can come on in and see what's going on. And kind of havoc we could raise on that show. It's kind of nice being on a show where, I don't know. I want to say normal people, but I don't know these girls, so They might just be like us and not normal. I mean, I'm normal. I can't speak for everybody else, but let's see if we can get old Tyson, make sure he's okay. I want to make sure that he's still alive. And then, oh, wait, hold on. Someone's waving at me. Donald, is that you?
What's up, Tail?
What's going on, man? I was just talking about the girls and everything on that show.
Yeah,
so
I was right here.
The Betty show, man.
I'm right here with Fabian. We got the fucking Carcraft Cutlass on the trailer, ready to go. Who wants some?
Damn!
Damn!
Looking for some action.
It's slow, and we'll even let you leave first, too. Or anybody leave first.
Well, hey, I know where the fastest small block 1941 Chevy's at. Might want some of that action.
Yeah, we could probably do that. I could oblige him with that. Oh, we're down here at the garage working on his Dodge right now. We got his Dodge Dart on the rack. We're fixing the fucking the semi unit and the gas tank.
Oh, all right.
So we're down. But I got all the info. You didn't get the email from Dixie?
No, I have not gotten any emails from Dixie.
I'm going to have to forward it to you, but here's the information. So, let me see. Well, it's going to be June 9th. We're going to have to go out to Riverside. She sent me the address. And it's going to be episode, Street Racers episode, it's called.
Oh, nice.
They want a short bio of us, our background.
Bio?
Yeah. They want to smell our BO or something. And
damn.
I'm going to see if I can get her to call in right now. Let me see. It's a BYOB, so you got to bring your own drink, brother.
Damn.
They have drinking on the show, and they want you to BYOB, so you're going to have to bring your old night train. Or what did you used to drink in high school when you were in high school, ditching San Pedro High?
Easy. You know what? That shit is classified and top secret, dude, okay?
We
got to leave shit in the past.
We go to Palms and drink Old English.
Man.
or do we get some Thunderbird and mix it with Kool-Aid and 7-Up and drink
hey.
That shit.
And if you really wanted to get jacked up fast, that's it, baby. You busted out the malt liquor.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Old English, that was our shit.
Yeah, all the malt. The Old English, what was it? There was another one. Besides
King Cobra,
English.
Baby. old English, King Cobra. Fucking
Schlitz.
All that crazy.
That's the one. Schlitz
malt
liquor. That's
what
I was thinking of.
That was 70s when I was born. I wasn't up drinking any of that stuff yet. Yeah, but well, I remember the commercials. He used to bust through the walls and shit at parties and shit.
That's right.
And they called the bull.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Let me see if I can get good stuff, man. What, and you go
Shooter
buy it at McCown?
Shooter, no, heck no. We didn't have to go to McCown's, man. I lived on 14th Street. We had that little store right down the street. Joe's Market, baby. Joe's Market.
I'm going to send it to her right now. Dixie Rebel.
Or we went up the street to Don's Market. Or we went up the street to Don's Market.
To Don's? Yeah. Let me see. All right, here you go. I'm gonna send her the picture right now.
Oh, Tina, my sister just texted me. No, Tina, I was drinking long before 2014. Man, that was long before that. I had a girlfriend in high school. So yeah, I was drinking. I shouldn't say that because she may be listening. Because if she's listening, she won't call in. She'll just, well, it's Minnesota time, so it's probably 9:30 past her bedtime, so she's probably not up. Damn, it sounds like you're punching somebody in the jaw. Sounds like bones are breaking. Donald, these girls don't say y'all and stuff like that, right?
No, they're California girls, man.
All right, I just want to make sure, man.
Do you want to glue it together? Do you want to put three in there?
Let's see the thing first. Where's the...
What, the setting units right here? Here. Hey, so I just sent her the message right now. See if she... I told her, call in and plug your guys' show, Taylor's show right now. We're talking about you guys, I told her. So we'll see if she calls in. So I don't know. Let me see.
And
oh, 714. 714 area code.
Okay.
714-350. That's what you're looking for.
Okay.
3770. Yeah, we're just down.
Have you been watching the videos of the show?
I only watched one of them. They had some tattoo artist on there, and he brought his own little flask of drink, whatever he was drinking.
Yeah.
And so they have a pretty laid back show. Goes on the outside. But the other way facing.
Now, where do they do that show at?
In Riverside. No.
I mean,
is it
a studio? Do they do it at a studio?
Yeah, they got some studio over there in Riverside. I got the address and everything.
That's what we got to do, man. We got to get a little studio here. So we could have guests come in and stuff like that. I can still do that here. I can set this up through my TV because I have that Apple TV to where it comes – everybody talking comes through the surround sound through the house and be live right here. I just need more microphones, that's all.
It's 3505 Madison Street, Suite B, Riverside, California.
Dixie and Betty. Yeah, there's some videos I was watching. It was pretty good. It was a pretty good show. I liked it.
I'm gonna forward you the email so you can read it.
Okay.
This, please feel free to bring your friends and your family. We have a room for the audience. Also, this is a BYOB. We'll have a few drinks, relax, have a good time. Please tell your social media and friends and fans where you can see it Thursday, June 9th at 8 p.m. The Dixie and Betty Show.
I think I got the email. Is it from christianbook.com?
Hell no.
No, I'm just joking. I'm not trying to clown. I just thought that would be funny.
DixieandBetty@gmail.com. You should have got it from them.
Let me see. Hopefully, if
anything else to promote, please send them. They want us to send stuff in to promote. So send pictures of the cars and shit like that and whatever. You know.
Yeah.
But she knows. She knows my car because her husband George, he runs a Gasser Nova, and that's where I met him. Well, I'd known him for years, but I really didn't know him till recently at the Gasser show. He brought his Nova over to the museum in El Segundo, and that's where I was talking with him because his car, it wouldn't fire up, but they were asking him to still bring it out. He brought it off the trailer, I guess, and then it wouldn't fire. Something happened to it. After I talked to him later, the MSD box took a shit, but I ended up helping him push it, him and his other buddy, and he had a little Nova with the fucking spool in it. Oh, my God. You know?
Yeah, a little tough to move around, isn't it?
Fuck, even a Volkswagen with a spool in it, you know? Not that I know anybody with any slow-ass Volkswagens, though, you know? I don't know anybody.
Yeah,
my friends don't have... They don't have any slug bugs.
I remember somebody who used to get pissed off when we used to call his
fucking
used to call his bug a slug bug.
happen. Hey, I'm gonna fucking get Dan to line up, dude. After we fucking fixed his clutch that day at Irwindale, oh my god, that motherfucker was flying high, man.
Oh yeah, that thing yanked the wheels. But you know what? There's no weight in the front. It's all in the back, from the firewall back. Well, the gas tank.
Yep. He has his bug set up pretty good. It's come a long way since the street races, you know. Long way. But, yeah, we'll see if they call in. That'll be cool if they call in and you can talk to them.
So you got to put the gas in on this side, and then this thing goes on this side, and then it locks it down.
Yeah, I got to find out. I'm hearing some not-so-nice noises coming from the car right now, and I got to chase it down. This is what I wish I had. Like mufflers going all the way out the back or something so I can hear.
Hey, I know the noises. You know the noises?
What, loosen up behind the wheel?
No, it's an ass whooping coming your way.
Oh, you better quit, baby. Why do you keep picking on me, man?
We're down here. We have this guy named George, or no, this guy named Taziano. He's doing not an underground, but he's doing a documentary right now on street racing here in L.A.
Oh, really?
You know?
Oh.
Yeah, he went to Irwindale. Let me tell you about this. He went to Irwindale because he wanted to talk to Bob Klein and the management over there, and they fucking booted him out, walked away from him, dude. They didn't want nothing to do with him. You know, because they say that this guy Taziano is going to try and make money off this documentary that he's making. But he's not looking to do that. He's looking just to get the word out more about what's going down because the politicians ain't paying attention. You know, the same old story that we talk about every week. So he says
hold on one second. Here's my question. Okay, so if this guy's trying to make some money, what's wrong with that? What's Bob Klein doing with that fucking Irwindale? Is he letting everybody in for free?
Because this is the same thing. Look, we try to rent the track from Irwindale, and they want to charge us. We were going to do a street race over there, okay? Like, just grudge, no lights, nothing. They told us 10 grand to rent the track, plus they wanted the gate money, too. So how the fuck were we going to make any money, you know?
Wait a minute. They want to charge 10 grand for that fucked up track?
And they were going to take the gate money, too.
Jew boy. That's why. Money, money, money. Forget about everybody else. It's a money thing. And yet he's going to cry and complain about somebody else making money.
Well, he just wanted to get the management's opinion. You know what I mean? And he wanted to just get their point of view. You know what I mean? And they refused to go on video. You know, and this guy's an independent. He's coming out of his own pocket. He's traveling all over fucking California. They've been dragging him all over L.A. and then at night to all the street races. He's been from San Pedro all the way to the fucking Valley and back a bunch of times already, you know. And you want to put one more on the other side or no?
No. Good.
And he's doing it out of his own fucking. I don't even know where he came from. I know he's from Germany.
Well, Germany.
You know, but he's doing it because. He wants to bring light to what the politicians are not fucking doing. And that's his vested interest in it. You know what I mean?
Wait, did he say he was in Pedro?
Yeah, he was in Pedro earlier today. He was down at my place.
What's he doing at Pedro? We don't have a street race problem here, do we?
No, not according to our councilman. I went into the Off the Vine earlier, and I met with this guy that's running against Janice Hahn, this Napolitano guy. His name's Steve Napolitano.
Is that who we're voting for?
Yeah, that's who we're voting for.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to him already, and I told him straight up. I pulled him aside, and I said, look, I said, everybody's bullshitting me, you know? I go, what's your take on the street racing problem in California, in L.A.? And he was like, something needs to be done about it. I go, what do you think about opening up another raceway, you know? And he says, I'm all for it. You know, I said, I'm going to tell you something right off the bat. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I go, Janice Hahn bullshits me and bullshits everybody else around here. I go, that's why we're here tonight. And he looks at me and he goes, well, I'm not here to bullshit you. You know, I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm for the program. You know, if we get a place for it, of course I'll be behind it. He goes, that's why I need you to tell all your friends to come out and vote for me. But I ain't going to fall for that okie doke again. You know what I mean? So maybe I'll cast
it. That's what you should have told him. That's what you should have told him. You should have said, hey, you know, the mayor told us that. The councilman told us that. And all we got was a big ball bat shoved up our ass. So how are we supposed to trust you?
That's a good point.
You know, everybody says that. And the same thing with the mayor. I mean, the mayor says, get me elected. You guys will be racing down at what you call it? Turmoil Island. And get him elected, and now he doesn't even want to meet with you.
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap. It's the same crap, though. We're getting used to it. That's the sad part.
Right.
Did you put any...
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, so, yeah, like I said, we're getting used to the stupid bullshit. That's what's sad, you know? And all we got to do is just, you know, make sure we document their word and then bring it up to them later.
We did it to... The thing is, though, Fabian, these guys don't even come around after.
I know. This is the only time you got to take pictures of them. And Garcetti acted like he didn't know us, you know? Hey, wait a minute. What about these pictures, you know?
He didn't deny that.
Yeah, and there's no denying it, you know? We have plenty of pictures.
Good thing we had Megan with us that day.
Got a lot of pictures.
But Megan was there.
Yeah.
See, my girl was there, and fucking we had 9 other guys from the Brotherhood that were there, too. But my girl was there. She wants me to unleash her on Mayor Garcetti. She goes, I don't know that motherfucker. Fuck him. You know, right off the bat, she's crazy. She's a hot, crazy-ass fucking little... German fucking white broad with Irish in her blood too, and she's fucking nuts, you know?
German and Irish
fucking 117 pounds of fucking nuts. Yeah, fucking nuts. She's like, let me tell that motherfucker something. She goes, I was there because she was there taking pictures of us that night. You know, I brought her. I said, come on. Fucking Fabian almost lit fucking with the whale and L on fire because he came in smelling like fucking gas. One of his cars ran out of gas and he goes, fuck, I had to put gas in my car and I spilled it on myself or something. He fucking came in there and he was whooping like fucking gasoline. It's like fucking, it was crazy.
Baby, and I'm surprised they didn't think you were some kind of terrorist and throw you in jail right then, man.
They probably thought he was a fucking...
Dude, they tried to throw me in jail in Paris. I went to Paris at Eiffel Tower. I almost got the whole fucking French police are looking for me.
Really?
Yeah, I almost went to jail.
He said he went to Paris one time and he was at the Eiffel Tower and they were going to fucking send him to jail.
Some guy pushed everybody.
Oh, the French. Fuck the French.
Exactly.
They always start shit they can't finish anyway.
Hey, the French are like those guys that a friend that everybody had when they were growing up. Like, if there was a gang fight going on, he's in the gang until the punches start flying, then he steps back.
Well, they call him facade for a reason.
The French are those guys that stand right behind you in case it's when trouble happens. Turn around and run. They're in front.
You hear what he said?
Yeah. Dude, that feels pretty good.
They stand behind you.
They stand behind you. And when it comes time to turn around and run, they're in front.
Hey, you gotta check out this dart, hey? I'm fucking clean.
He's got a fucking '67 Dodge Dart that he brought out of the fucking desert to come down here, and I put a
sending unit, and I helped him get it running and
no
shit.
No less than 5 pounds of dirt came off this thing.
I had fucking dirt flying all over the fucking place in this thing, man. So we did a sending unit, and we fucking...
Brake.
The brakes, the wheel cylinder was fucked up.
Oh,
fuck. This car was sitting in the desert for so fucking long. When we pulled it off the trailer so I can drop the tank off of it, I fucking barely touched the valve stem, and the fucking thing started exploding because it had so much dry rot. It wasn't even funny.
2000, the last time it was...
16 years ago, it was
dart, that 67 Dart is one of my favorite Mopars.
I like it. It's a four-door. I'm not a fan of four-door, and I like this
one. It's a four-door, but it's pretty clean, man. It's a good fucking...
Mafia staff car.
Yeah, staff. Mafia staff car is a boulevard cruiser. You know what I mean?
My first street car was a four door. A 64 Dodge Polara with a push button transmission.
Wow.
Hey, where do you get the rims? I need to get some dog dish.
We need some dog dish hubcaps for this fucking thing.
And the rims you go.
And
with
the rims, man. Who has fucking Mopar shit?
Chad.
Classic.
Chad who? Shirtless Chad?
Yeah, Chad might have it. Chad's a big Mopar guy. He might have some at the shop.
Okay.
Ah, maybe I'll have to hit him up, see what happens.
Yeah.
It looks like it feels better now, huh?
Yeah, that's fucking, it's on
it. You're going to leave it overnight and fuck it. And don't fuck with it, huh?
That fucking silicone is fucking amazing shit. Hey, we faced it with silicone.
Duct tape's coming next. Fucking thing was leaking like a
Boulevard,
pig.
And Harvard Boulevard is just around the corner from you guys, so why not take a test pass with it?
Oh, this thing, dude, it's a V8 car, but it's a 318. It's, you know, it acts like a six-cylinder. It's a cruiser. That's all it is. I'm afraid to drive it because of the tires. Fucking tires are 16 years old. Yeah, they're
is
all
it
rotted
the original,
up.
Is it the original 318 in it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's got air conditioning, too.
Is it the blue engine or the red one?
It's what?
Is it the blue engine or is it a red one?
I don't know. It's got so much dirt on it, I can't tell.
Oh.
Let me go.
Does it have...
I'm guessing.
Does the valve covers, on the valve covers, is it on the bottom part of the valve cover, does it look like it's louvered? Not louvered, but it's got like little... Or is it just straight all the way down where the bolt holes go?
It looks like it's red. Looks like it's red. What's the difference between the blue and the red?
Well, the valve cover, if there's two types of 318s made. There was a 318 and there was a Canadian 318, and that 318 was a little bit wider, but the valve covers are different on the 318s. So they're actually two different motors.
Destined to get a new Hemi or a 340, or maybe a 440 for that matter. We'll see.
What's
you
that?
Know, but right now, leave it alone and have fun with it. So I'm just going to drive it, just have some fun with this thing. It's just a cruiser. As long as it runs, that's all I care. It's got some weird ass fucking rear end that looks like a 7-point. Fucking.
Are you by the engine right now?
It's taking the car down. We're going to go look at it.
Oh. Yeah, check that. Check the valve covers on it, and it'll tell you which one it is, if it's a Canadian 318 or if it's a Detroit 318.
It says Dart 260. What's that mean? 270. Dart 270. So I thought 270 was like a six-cylinder.
270 is a V. That's a small V8. That's a smaller V8.
Then that's what this is. It's orange valve covers. It says Dart 270 on the dash. So it's a tiny fucker, huh?
Yeah, that's got, because two motors came in that car. You could have got it with 270 or you could have got it with the 318. Unless
it was
sport.
It was a
270.
That's a fucking car. The auto parts are there. They were saying that there was no 318.
Oh, wow. So it's a 270 car. Well, that's cool. Long it runs, little tiny state. You know, Nitrous isn't, you know, it's not prejudice. It don't care what size it is.
Put a little unit on there and have a nice day.
Exactly.
It'll be a 400 horse, 270 cubic inch motor. I think it was a 273 cubic inch motor, though.
Exactly. It'd be fucking no problema. With air conditioning. So, that'd be fun.
Dang.
So it's got power steering.
That is a family wagon there.
Yeah. It had the plastic in there. Plastic's all burned up, though. Who does the plastic? I want to put the plastic back in.
Kind of plastic seat covers like grandma's used to have.
Grandma, plastic seat covers used to burn you in the summer. So.
He's fucking Italian. They had fucking.
Yeah, the plastic seat covers he had at the house, remember?
My mom had that shit.
You remember those?
The plastic on the seats?
Yeah, plastic, clear plastic on the seats.
Because they left the old Italians left the plastic on there, so when you did something wrong and they beat the shit out of you, the blood just wiped off the plastic. You didn't stain the furniture. I know a lot about the plastic liners.
Yeah, that way I want to have somebody redo the plastic in this thing. I want to put it back to the way it was. But I said, the fucker's clean. Once you got all the dirt off of it, I thought the car was brown. It's actually white. You know, it had so much sand. It was unreal. The sand was everywhere. And the doors were closed, everything sealed up, and the sand was all over the interior. So got the interior cleaned out, got the outside cleaned up. They actually polished the outside. So came out nice. I mean, you can't tell it's polished, but it looks a lot better than it did when it got here. So this is the family ride now. Just get it going. That's
hey,
it.
Donald, how far are you on with the Chevy Love?
Frame is done. Cage is done. Back half is done. Motor mock-up is done. Trans mount done. I got to measure out the drive shaft so Dave can finalize the pinion angle. He likes where it's at right now, but he wants to see a drive shaft in it before he finishes off the welding on the back. And then Robert donated a motor, a starter motor for it, and a transmission. I got torque converter. So I got to get the heads from Robert, but I need some rocker arms, man. I need some of those shaft mounted rockers. Cause this thing has the cam's so crazy that the push rods fucking either we bend an L in them or we get some shaft mounted rockers for it to work right.
Wow.
Yeah, man, it's a fucking. We couldn't even put the cam in, man. We had to notch out the first cam hole just to get that motherfucker in there. It was so big.
Damn.
I know, man. You should have seen trying to fucking angle it to put that motherfucker in. So, old Rob Juarez is pulling a hat trick out from behind the shelves of the old S&J shop.
And what did he give you? One of those small circle base cams? Try to put it into a regular motor or what? With the big man.
Yeah, he's getting me a oval track cam. He said. He said that way in case I want to race in the dirt too, that it'll be ready to race in the dirt. So we just got to change the back tires and put some of those World of Outlaw fucking tires on it and go from there.
That's the cam I ran in my vet. I had an oval track cam in the vet.
Oh, that black vet?
Yeah.
That black vet, that one used to launch off the fucking ground on the streets.
Who was the guy that we beat up on Harbor Boulevard that gave me two cars in the move with the Mustang?
That Rami again or no?
No, 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 no. The guy had an SBO and his son drove a blue one.
Ah, shit.
You were down there with us at Harbor Boulevard, and then when we came back up to Vaughn's or Ralph's because he didn't want to. He said I cheated.
Tail. Hey, Tail. Dog dish or Craig?
Wait, what's that?
Dog dish or Krager wheels? What do you like? SS Kragers
dog
or
dish.
Dog dish?
No SS
dog
Kragers.
Dish. No SS Kragers.
No
oh,
SS
he don't.
Kragers.
He hates Kragers. I told him put Kragers on his fucking Vega.
Ah,
Oh, speaking of Vega, watch. Let me show you this fucking Hot Wheel car I made of his Vega. I sent him pictures of it. I'm going to show him the Hot Wheel right now.
Remember when he was on Pink's?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but read the back window on that Hot Wheel.
Nice.
Remember he wrote ex-wife in trunk?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I fucking red oxide. Did you see this green Vega that they had?
No.
It's green. It's got like graphics and shit on the side. So I taped it all off. See how it's all green?
Oh, yeah.
And I put the tail fucking Wonder Count special on there. So I sent him a picture of it. And he was cracking up. We were on the show one night and I fucking sent him the picture of it and he was fucking dying. He wanted to buy it right away. He goes, "Is it for sale? I'll buy it." Fucking Tail Vega. I got a fucking good.
One,
I got a good tow.
That's a one off.
Right as soon as I saw it. Right as soon as I saw it, I'm like, that's all fucking Tail right there. Like, I'm gonna send you a picture of it with the tow vehicle. I got the perfect tow vehicle for it. How come you don't like Kragers?
You know what? I never got into those wheels. I never thought they looked good on anything. And to me, anytime I saw Kragers on a car, I figured the car was just slow. Because the guy didn't have enough money to buy real wheels.
I remember the Kragers on the Pro Stockers.
Yeah, you can have them Kragers, dude. You can have them wheels. I don't like them at all.
Out for brakes. All
right. Sweet. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna send you this picture right now.
You're getting pulled over too. You know.
Fucking Stavros is out here in his fucking Challenger raising hell. Oh, is that Camaro? This guy's fucking loud.
Where at?
In front of the garage down here on Pacific. He came down here earlier and he fucking cut loose on the corner right here like a fucking madman, and every neighbor in the fucking neighborhood came out. The last time he did that, I was unloading my car and I had it on the trailer, and the guy comes out yelling, says, "I'm gonna call the cops because you guys are drag racing on here. My car's on the trailer." I go ahead, call them, please call them and tell them that people are drag racing out here. The guy ended up becoming my friend. He goes, "Who is that?" I go, "I don't know."
Not drag racing. There's street racing. There's a difference.
Street racing.
There's street racing.
That's the picture.
Old school, like baby. Put him in the truck and go.
You like it?
Yeah.
You got the highway patrol fucking giving you an escort.
Uh-huh. Look, the truck's the same color as the Vega. Gotta love it, man.
I know.
Gotta love it.
See, I don't see if I get a good angle.
No, man. So, he's got that Challenger with the, was that the 392, is it, right?
Yeah, that fucking thing sounds like it has balls, dude. Fucking Eugene. Hey, you know who just went by on his scooter?
Who?
Your buddy Eugene.
Eugene.
You know the guy with the fucking... Yes, Eugene fucking Hernandez, Baja Fish, Juan's brother, the one that has the fucking scooter with all the speakers. He just went by right now. Fabian's looking like, what the fuck?
Hey, Fabian, welcome to San Pedro, brother.
I know. Nah, everybody was fucking, earlier today there was cars up and down. You know how it is over here in the fucking.
They're real friendly at Cragen.
He said they liked him in Cragen.
Yeah. Like I was fucking bothering him.
Did he?
Yeah.
What guy
hey,
was
I
it?
Hey, I see that. Fabian. Fabian, I see Sean from Murder Knows and wearing his Brotherhood Street Racers sweatshirt.
Yeah, he was the other day. That was kind of cool.
How long ago did you get him that shit?
2 years ago.
He's been the last few weeks. He's been where the last few shows that I've seen, he's had it on when they go out at night.
Yeah. He had one before that, and it could be the same one. He had that like seven years ago.
It's just a black one.
Yeah, he might have got that. Could be the original one, or it could be a new one.
It's like the logo that you guys had when you were doing those jackets or the sweatshirts. The sweatshirts out.
Yeah, that could have been one from 7 years ago. 2000 what?
Maybe he just grew into it.
Yeah. Looks cool, though.
Everybody was fucking tagging us on our Facebook pages. Oh, look at. I knew they had the stuff. Fabian told me they had the stuff, but I never seen them wear it. They got vests, too. Remember I told you they had vests?
Yeah.
As soon as they wear those.
I out there with a vest on, but, yeah, they probably won't go to that extreme.
If they did, then all hell is going to break loose after that. Everybody's going to want a fucking vest after that.
Yeah.
Well, so they have to put the clamp down on that right now. Hey, you better come out and vote for me at the next election.
On the 7th, right?
You could come on the 7th or the 14th at Pola High School. If you do it on the 7th, you got to go to the projects, or you got to go to Anderson, or you got to go to the...
I go to the Science Center. The Science Center down the street from me.
Not for the president, mister. I'm talking about for my election for the neighborhood council again.
Wait a minute. I thought you were running for president. I watched Jimmy Kimmel last night. I could have sworn I heard Donald Trump saying that you were going to be his running mate.
Who's my running mate?
Yeah. I heard that Donald Trump that wants you to be his vice president.
Oh, shit.
That guy was funny last night. I almost voted for him.
Fucking Donald Trump's fucking, he's something else, man.
He's too much. You gotta get it done, man. Consistent.
Now, wait a minute. You guys don't hate Donald Trump, though, do you?
No. Hate him? I don't hate him.
No.
I don't hate him. I don't know. Maybe he will do a good job running this country. Who knows? Who the fuck knows?
Here's the thing, though. He's not, even if he by some act of God he gets elected, you know, he's going to have all those guys that were running for president, they'll be in his cabinet somewhere doing all the stuff that he doesn't know how to do. He's just going to be the guy that goes out and says shit.
Was that the old one?
Yeah.
So did the old one fit better?
I tried both of them too.
Yeah.
I did that exactly like I said. Yeah, well, what do people do when they run businesses that they don't have no idea about? They hire people that know how to do it, right?
That's right. Look at our councilman.
So,
he don't know what the fuck he's doing. He just hires people around him to get them going.
There's Gene right there. That's exactly what I was going to tell you right now. Our councilman did not know what he was doing because he was a cop. And then all of a sudden, you know,
probably didn't know what he was doing then either.
Hey, Gene's pulling up on his fucking scooter right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, he's going by. He's taking off. That thing looks like a little motorcycle. Is it a motorcycle? Fuck. He upgraded. He don't have that scooter no more. He has something else now. It looks like a bike now.
A victory.
Fucking Gene. Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing, you're running the business. You hire people that know how to run the business, and then that's the way the business becomes successful. Then you learn everything from them. And you shadow them, and then after that, you just fucking shit can them, right?
Well, the problem is, that is a nice dart. The problem is that when you do that, it's a double edged sword because even though they're working for you, they still may have some bad
some dirt on you,
or just some bullshit. You know, like some of them don't have a backbone. Some of them are scared to stand up. Some can't give you an answer with the media around. You know, those kind of guys. So it reflects back on the person who's in charge.
Yeah,
you know,
I say this,
and I'm not trying to cause trouble, but I say this. We go to Tobin. Tobin still have the boxing ring in there?
No, it's gone, dude.
Well, you know what? It's not going to take that long to make one up. Me and Brandon are getting a ring. I win, we get a track. He wins.
Anything or...
No, wait. If anything I win, we get a track, and he's got to leave Dodge. And if by some act of God, he wins, then I won't talk shit about him.
Hey, are you going to go up to the skate festival, the Shred Fest tomorrow?
What time tomorrow?
It starts off at 9:30, 10 o'clock, I believe. So they're going to shut down the street, Yaffe Street in San Pedro, from 10 a.m. till about 4, I think, so the kids can race their skateboards fucking down the hill and go crazy. They're going to have half pipes, quarter pipes. There's going to be a bunch of bands up there.
Mom?
Yeah. It's good. You know, this is the fourth annual. So for the past 4 years, they've been shutting down the streets so the kids could race their skateboards, which is pretty cool. And it took how many kids to die for them to finally wake up? You know?
About as many to die in car accidents. But they
yeah.
call street racing, and they still don't give a shit. But here's my
yeah.
question. They'll have this stuff for the kids, and hey, I rode a skateboard when I was a kid. I'm happy for them. But they want to take away a cruise thing and start putting those car clubs. What's going on with this town? It's just, we're going to shit. I liked it better back in the old days when the politicians just stayed out of Pedro. We didn't let them into Pedro. And now we get people from Pedro in our town, and they're shoving knives in our backs. It's like, and we're not going to care. We're not going to say nothing. It just it bugs. It's just it bugs the shit out of me. But it's okay. Our time is coming right now, and voting time's gonna come, and we just gotta vote them out.
Hey, you know James Diamond, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and get him to call in right now. See if he'll call in.
Yeah,
They were having a birthday party for his girl, and he invited me, but I wanted to take care of this car with Fabian. That way we can get it back on the road. I got a fucking Scooby-Doo van here that belongs to my friend Mike, and we need to fix a car on it. It's got a 250 motor in it. It's 3 on the tree, and he was telling me, it's getting stuck in third gear, and I can't get it out of gear. You know how those Chevy 3 on the trees are. Those linkages just fucking get bound up sometimes.
I have that on my wagon.
Yeah, he leaves it here. And you know how you just fucking stick your hand in there and unlock it, you know?
Yep.
He doesn't know because he's a tattoo artist. He don't know how the 3 on the tree works. So he brings it to my garage. He says, fuck this thing, fix it. And he leaves it here. He leaves me the keys, and he takes off. And then so I get here. I see the van. I look under the front. I see the linkage. I pull it, unlock it, and I call him back. I said, hey, the van's fixed.
That'll be $500.
Yeah. You see that, that's the cost of experience right there. But shit, you know, I got these old cars. Fabian, want to sit down here? I got these old fucking cars that have the same 3 on the tree fucking thing. So, but he wants me to, I'm going to take the carb off and take it to Tom and have Tom fix it for him. And then, he wants me to do the brakes on it too. So trying to get Fabian's dart out of here.
Throw me out.
By this weekend or something, by Monday or something. That way you could get it back to him driving it, go
hey,
enjoy
are,
it with the.
Where are the last 4 on James's number? Just give me the last 4.
9377.
Okay, this way, if he does call in, I'll scroll up and down and kind of look for him and see if he comes in.
Hey, what do you think of the dart?
What do you think about dart?
I like the dart. That's what I said. I like that dart.
It's good.
Is it
yeah.
Would it fall under the lines of a temporary stabbing cabin, perhaps? or pie wagons, the way you guys fucking your nomad wagon was a pretty good pie wagon, but you had the windows in it, so you'll be able to see your ass going up and down in there.
Yeah, but you could have just painted those. You know what? You just throw some paint on there and have a nice day.
All you see is a pair of. You'll see a pair of fucking one pair of bare feet and the other pair of flip flop feet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Can't take the flip flops off. Come on now.
Fuck. We're letting this fucking thing seal up. We'll let it seal up tonight. I'm going to be at that skating festival tomorrow up there.
Now, where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at the lookout point where the telescopes are.
Oh, okay.
Right
up right there by
the
gap pool.
Yeah, right below Angel's Gate where the Marine Exchange where
right.
they watch all the ships come.
Yeah.
Right there.
So
right there.
They're going to shoot the hill going down towards Point Furman?
Yes, just like where the Soapbox Derbies used to race right there until they took that shit away. That was fucked up. That was a fucking cool part of the.
They do a lot of fucked up things in this town. Don't let us have nothing anymore. Can't even drive down Paseo all the way down without, you know, you got. They still haven't fixed that problem yet. Well, they're talking about it now because of elections, but you know they still haven't fixed that problem. And probably won't. We got things going on in the works. Get me elected and it'll be all done. And then it won't because they'll find someplace else. They'll worry about ports of calm building that shithole that we can't get anybody to come to San Pedro for because they're idiots. You know what? Maybe I should start drinking, Donald, just to calm down because it's just getting too much, man. Too much and so it's damn. Did I? But you know that's the one thing, Donald. I think I lost you, man. I think you're on mute, or you put yourself on mute. Donald, you there? See, Donald's having technical difficulties, everybody, because he probably put his phone on mute or put it down and hung up or who knows what he's got going on. Oh, you know what he probably did is he probably answered his phone and or maybe it's me. Let me see. Uh-oh. Okay. Let me see something here. Can you hear me now? Let me see. Donald,
how about now? Can you hear me now? Hey.
Uh-oh. Donald.
Yeah.
Let me see. Donald.
Hey.
Oh, there you are. Oh, I don't know what happened there. You still there?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, man. I'm on whacked out right now. I don't know why. I don't know what's happening here.
Let me see.
Donald, can you hear? Can you hear me now?
Donald. I'm losing them, man. I think we're having technical difficulties right now. I'm off my sister. Tina, can you hear me? Tina.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm having problems.
I don't know what's what.
Oh, let me see if I can get Donald back in. Donald, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Man, that's weird. I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, I couldn't hear anything.
No, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, you cut out, Tav.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. It could be just Blog Talk Radio stuff. Every time I do that, and what happens is we had like about 50 people listening on the show, and it's just like when I couldn't hear you, it's like a whole bunch of people fell off. And see, now I can see they're calling back in. Everybody's calling right back in, so everybody's
right
calling
on.
Back in. Sorry about that, man. I don't know what happened, but we're still here. So is that thing going to be crowded up at
the invite?
Party,
yeah, the invite said that there was like 1,005 people that replied said that they're going to be there tomorrow.
Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
That is. Maybe we should get some street racing going tomorrow down Harbor Boulevard while everybody's up there. Yeah. What's that one? Cast Away the Mice Will Play?
Yeah,
now
I'm going to be
there. You can't street race without your niece being there.
I can. Actually, I can because the money, it's all about the Benjamins. Ain't that right, Donald?
That's true,
but she wants to watch you.
I got $20.
She can't go watch. She's too young.
How old was I when I rode with Bronco?
Hey, listen to me. Listen, you got a fucked up brother that took you to street races at a young age, okay? That's just because I'm stupid. That doesn't mean everybody else has to be stupid.
I rode down there with Bronco and we get out.
Now, she can't go. She's too young.
She don't watch.
Well, we don't do that stuff anymore because it's illegal, okay? We don't do that stuff. So, and besides, there's no street racing problem in Pedro. None. Absolutely none.
Well, you got to take her to go watch you race whatever you race.
Well, you know what? And Donald, how funny is this? What did we used to do on the street? It used to be like stoplight to stoplight, huh?
Yeah.
So what they do? They want to slow down people, so they put more stoplights on Gaffey. What the fuck are they thinking, dude? Me, Robert Juarez, Bronco, Jason Camello, all these guys. When we were driving and we wanted to line up, we would stop traffic to about 25 miles an hour, wait for that green light to change to yellow, and then speed up and then start, get right on the line and get ready to go. Nowadays, damn. Now there's a
street
light on every corner.
I miss those days.
Well, they're gone, according to everybody else around here. But there's people trying to bring it back. I don't want to mention no names, but, yeah, I'm one of them.
Are you going to go to Terminal Island?
Well, we're working on it. We're working on it.
Well, the girls will be out there on the 15th.
Okay.
Hey, did you
well, we'll be here.
Let's let it dry out.
We shall.
And I think
time yet or what? I'm gonna move this up a little bit too. I think I'm gonna take Fabian to go get something to eat right now. Yeah, I gotta pull this up. Where should I take him today? I took him to the Lighthouse fucking deli or the Lighthouse Cafe, and fucking he ate half a fucking cow up there. They had a prime rib up there. That thing was fucking.
Oh man.
He was
hey, what's he feeling like now?
I don't know. I might take him to Big Nick's, man. You know?
Yeah, we go to
I know. You want?
Or you can either go to Nick's or Nico's. Either one of those places is good.
You want to tell him? He don't give a fuck.
It's gotta
be warm. He says it's just gotta be warm.
McDonald's.
I'll tell you. Hey, if you want to eat good Mexican food, there's a couple of Taco Bells on Gaffey.
Taco, bro, you want me to fucking? I need this guy to stay alive, man. He's the only one that's helping me fucking give the politicians fucking a run for their money.
What does he want to eat? Does he want Mexican food, Italian food?
You don't care.
You know.
No.
San Pedro food.
He wants some Pedro food, he said.
Go to the green onion.
The green onion.
Negative, Ghost Rider. You want to go somewhere good? One of my favorite places to go to. One of my favorite places to go to, Donald, is Pena's on 9th Street.
That's it. That's the one you took me to, yeah.
That's by my old apartment right there. They got a good fucking fajita platter.
You know what? Everything's homemade there. I love it there.
Yeah, they fucking live in the back right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It's I love eating down there.
That's it again.
So yeah, that's where I would go.
Pena?
If I was gonna go have Mexican food, or there's the one that's up by what's that pizza place? Stuffed Pizza. What's that Mexican?
Azteca.
Azteca, yeah, I like that place too. They're pretty good there too.
That's right. It's easy to put a hit on the Italians in this town because you find them in all the Mexican restaurants, and then the Mexicans there. And then the Mexicans are in the restaurant. So if you ever want to put a hit on Italian in San Pedro, go to a Mexican restaurant. and vice versa with the Mexicans, too. You go to fucking Sorrento's and you'll see them all in there eating.
That's true.
It is.
Now, sometimes,
hey,
sometimes we get tired of our own shit, you know? We got to try something different.
Look, and I think I told you this before. Every time we have a party for our family at our house, we have Rafael all the time.
Yeah.
The stick of Mexican food. One year we had for Christmas we had Rafael, and then this past year that just we had a Chinese food from Shin Shin.
Dude, at the last birthday party,
they're having
a
reunion.
Hey. Last time we had a party here, Donald, we had food catered, brought down from Azteca.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We're tired of fucking.
That's funny. You know, I never thought
working?
Of it like that, Donald. Shoot.
That's crazy. Fabian's boss sent him a. Send him a message, Fabian. If you haven't noticed, is it dark where you are? Why is he telling you that, boy? Oh, shit.
Well, he's the only guy I know that gets up 12 hours late and I get fired.
Fuck.
I was like, man, I went to I went to Acton to drop off a check. I'm 10 minutes away from the guy with the trailer. I come all the way back down here, and he calls me and says, hey, the trailer's ready. I go, you got to be kidding me. So I drove all the way up to Acton. I called him and said, I'm going home. I'm going to take a nap, and then I'm coming in. He goes, yeah, whatever. He's the only guy I know that could be 12 hours away from work, and I'll be fired.
Fuck. You know, because he drives for the movie fucking industry and the TV shows and all that shit. He's always down here fucking filming something or working on film crews. Goofing around somewhere fucking. We took some food from the San Pedro Fish Market to one of his bosses, and now they want him to bring that fucking food all the way back up to the valley every weekend. They got a taste of our anchor tenant, our original anchor tenant, the only loyal tenant that we've always had for years down at Portsoka, the San Pedro Fish Market. That's the fucking anchor tenant right there.
Our family owns that.
Yeah, and then they want to bring in some fucking corporate restaurants down there. We don't need that shit. You got the San Pedro Fish Market. What else do you need?
Yeah.
And you know, good old Joe, looking out for all the Italians in Pedro, knowing there's the people who own that are Italian, Sicilian, mind you, and more corruption, man. Well, Joe's got to go. That's all there is to it. Joe has got to go. But I gotta figure out. I mean, I had something on here. Don, did I tag you in a shirt? A drag racing shirt.
What did it say?
I'm trying to find it right now, and I. No, that one was tagged to me. There was one that I could have swore I tagged you, and I can't find it now. It was a cool shirt because I wanted to order it. I wanted to order the
Tom from this fucker was bad. Tom from Costa Mesa Balancing, small block 7 second car.
We had an Opel.
Opel.
Fucking hey, does anybody know? Does anybody know if David Bird Jones got his car back or not? If they found it, in fact, from Texas. David Bird Jones, we got his car back from Texas.
They stole it?
Oh, yeah, Birdman? About 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. That sucks.
Whose Challenger is that?
Look, zoom in on the picture.
What? I see who's in the picture.
Outrun.
Is that Irwin?
I don't know. That's fucking
Mac. Yeah. How the fuck? So this car must have been fast if it was lining up against here. And then that's Virgin right there, right?
I don't think so. Down.
Oh, I was looking at the Challenger.
I got fucking all kinds of albums from the 90s, man.
Dude, I already found the IROC I had. I found the Cutlass.
Fabian was looking through here and he found a couple cars that he had.
See.
I always like this fair one.
Is that 56, 55?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find that. I could have sworn I sent you a text about a shirt. It was a saying on it about drag racing being, I think it was like illegal if you get caught, or it's legal until you get caught. Man. Oh, well. Hey, anything more been said about those two cops street racing and hit that one car?
I didn't see anything.
Oh, the ones in Florida, the ones I tagged you in? About the
yeah,
two
I
cop,
don't...
cops that were street racing and went through the intersection at 190 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, ran a red light.
I seen it, but I didn't see no.
You figure that would be front page news.
How is that going to be front page news?
Well, it just shows everybody wants a street race. That's all.
That was in Texas.
Was Texas? I think it was in Florida. Was it in Florida?
And then my friend went to the store and owned it after.
Yeah, almost like a Nova, too, but I don't know that number. That's their one.
Jimmy,
I got to find that shirt.
One or something.
I might have to go into my...
Look, Farm Talk was there.
Oh, I got to send you something, Donald. And you're going to shit when I send this to you.
I got one picture, and you see the cars burning out, and then on the other side of the K-Row, you see my K5 Blazer parked right
there.
And I was looking for it, and all kinds of pictures, and fucking one day out of the blue. Whose fucking thing was that? And my K5 was parked right in front of that K-Row, like that, facing forward. I used to sit there, like, pull up right there around the tower, and I would fucking drink beer right there.
I think it's just the Hillbillies, I'm not sure. There's a guy we raced in Super Chevy. He's fucker won every event. We got him at the last race at OCIR, and he dialed in at fucking 10-something on the money. We dialed in at, like, 30-something, and we fucking went down the track and just fucked with him.
30?
Yeah. Just fucking around.
Did you get that picture?
I'm looking right now. What is that? Is that you driving that thing?
That's me in that car, Daddy-O.
Long Beach?
I was taken in 1981, Long Beach.
Nice.
That's when it was Formula One back then.
How'd you get in there? Randy Thomas helped you?
No, Randy didn't get me. Randy came me a couple years later, but how that happened was I used to work at Peyton Kramer Ford, and Peter Kramer and I were really good friends.
Hey, what car did you drive for Randy Thomas?
No, Randy Thomas is the one who got me in the funny car. Randy got me in the Hollywatts Hustler and Gentle Ben. Ron Dixon owned both cars.
The Hollywatts. Fuck, 12 when you were driving that thing?
That was a Vega. That was a Vega body, and then the Gentle Ben was the Monza. It was a Monza body.
How old were you when you were driving the Hollywatts? Fucking 12?
Shut up. I should have been. I had to adjust the pedals.
That was a long 20, fucking time ago.
Dude, that was like 82. No, 83, because we were at the last race at Orange County.
I was still in high school.
Fabian said he was there too.
Yeah, I was there. I was there the last race of the high school. I mean, at high school. I was the last race at Orange County.
He said they were driving a convertible Mustang.
Every bracket, every race, we just made pass after pass.
They got it. He said they got in every bracket and just kept making passes. That's all they did.
They entered in pro gas.
He said they entered in pro gas too.
Car ran like
13. But a 13-second car in pro gas.
We had a lot of time runs. People were so pissed off at us because we were like in every class making passes. We got 6 runs that night. What?
See that sign? My friend just brought me that the other day. Look, that Lions one right there.
Oh,
right behind you, over here, the other side, right there, that one. On the
I'm
window.
Find I got some pictures. I have some pictures of the funny car. I'm gonna send them to you through Facebook.
Do you know who Larry Arnold? Do you know the name Larry Arnold? Larry Arnold.
Do I know Larry? No.
You drove a Ryan Blitz car.
The Hawaiian Punch? He said he drove Roland, Hawaiian Punch.
Roland Leon.
Oh, he said Roland was his boss, he said.
Oh, yeah. I knew Roland. Actually, I met Roland through Carmine Paisano. I met a lot of guys through Carmine. Carmine was a good guy, man. Him and his brothers kind of took me under their wing when I first started driving that car.
That's way cool.
Did you have high heel fucking fire retardant boots?
No, dude. I had my boots fit. Yeah, they were high heels. They went all the way up to the knee, baby. Well, you know what? For you, they would have went to your calf, but for me, they went all the way up to my knees. I looked like a fucking go-go dancer in that shit.
Glittery Simpson ones or what?
The what?
Were they silver glittery Simpson ones or what?
They weren't glittery, but they definitely were silver. I still have my fire suit because that fire suit was Kenny Bernstein.
Wow. You see what fire suits sell for today? Like fucking $9,000.
That was a seven layer. That was a heavy one. You know, it used to be baggy. I mean, now I could barely get into it. So,
if you got somebody else's fire suit like Kenny Bernstein, they go for like $9,000 on eBay.
Yeah. You know what I did? I mean, you could still see it in the discoloration, but stupid me back then, I didn't know any better. I took Kenny Bernstein's name out, but you can still see where it was stitched in. It's the Budweiser. The whole thing is red, and it's got the Budweiser patches on it and everything.
How much are $9,000-$10,000?
Wow. Let's see. I don't know if you get that kind of money for it, but
eBay.
He said helmets go for like fucking $10,000. He said.
There's somebody's helmet. Someone's helmet. It's fucking insane. There's no
people. You know what? And I gave my because I had that mask. You know that face mask. It pulled over your head and then had the breathers on it. I actually gave that to Dennis Lytle.
Wow.
I don't know how to make a profile picture tag. I'm gonna tag you in this picture, Donald. And then I don't even know how to tag. Dude, I'm such a retard when it comes to this damn thing.
We all are 19th century people in a 21st century world. Dude, my phone's pissing me off.
You share it, and then you can tag it.
Wait, share it?
Yeah.
Send this to your friends.
Share it and put his name in it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to share it. I'm going to put your name in it, Dom.
What?
It's gonna come on Facebook.
Take your baby sister and tell you how to do it.
Okay. And then see if I can find. I don't know if I have any other pictures. That was what I had on Facebook. I have another one somewhere that actually says Gentle Ben on it. Let me see. Oh, this might be it right here. Let me see. If I can find it on here. But yeah, oh, here's the other one. Okay, I'm going to send this one to you too, Donald.
Thank you.
The second pitcher was this pitcher, I believe, was before Ron Dixon got the car. I'm not sure, but this is how it was when I drove it. When I first drove it, it was injected. It was injected.
What do you feel like?
Holly Watts Hustler.
Yeah, and I can't find any pictures of that Vega Holly Watts Hustler. It was blue.
Fireman Phil puts them on the Project Street Legal site. They're up there.
Of that car?
Yes.
What is the one that's got meat
or fish? Meat or fish?
Something good.
Meat. Fabian said he wants something that has meat or fish.
Or meat that smells like
fish. Or meat that smells like fish.
Oh, he's in the right town.
You're in.
He said, I was going to give him a little advice right now. If it smells like fish, make it a dish. If it smells like cologne, then leave it alone.
Look at all the dirt bikes out there in TI back then, man. Well, I see. I'm looking at all the pictures on here. Oh, there it is, right there.
Are you on the project site?
Yeah, it says Randy Thomas Trucking, but it just shows the side of the car. But that's the Vega.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robert Stanovich posted on here, says, does anyone know how to get a hold of Randy Thomas, who used to own this funny car? Randy didn't. I don't think Randy owned it.
There's a Mexican restaurant. Pretty good, yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty cool ass picture there. I wonder if he's got one of the full car.
Look on Flickr. If you look on Flickr, there's so many badass pictures of old Terminal Island. It's badass.
Flickr, dude. I don't know how to get the Flickr. I don't even know what Flickr is.
No, well, if you hit Google, put like 1970s Terminal Island and see what comes up. You'll get a lot of shit through the Google, and you'll see all those pictures, and then you can jump off all of them. Be a shitload of them.
Hey, did you ever see any pictures of Phil's bike out here?
Oh, man, I got one album that has nothing but bikes, too.
Yeah, but this would have been in the 90s. This would have been like 93-ish.
Yeah, it's in those books that I got.
Okay, so where do I find this Flickr at?
It's some kind of like another link or something.
It's like photo bucket.
It's like a photo bucket.
Or web shots.
Working the Honda right now. Yeah, but there's only 2-3 ways to get in this fucking place. Once you get to the end over there, you can go all these different ways.
It's still screwed.
Yeah.
I was taking Fabian up a fucking side street over here by fucking 25th Street. And I think I took one of the, not the biggest, I think 22nd's the biggest hill in Pedro. He goes, wow, you guys got a lot of escape routes. I go, yeah, you can run all over town. But then as soon as you get to the end of town, you only got 3 lanes in and out. That's it.
Is it coming the freeway off Happy Harbor or Western? That's it.
St. Paul, the lot used to live here.
Hey. Dale.
Yeah.
All right. I'm about to pull in the Prontos right now. We're going to go in and get some Mexican food.
All right, man.
Take them in there. And maybe I'll see you at that Shred Festival tomorrow.
All right, man.
Okay, Tao. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, Don. I'll see you.
Okay, late.
See you later, man.
Late.
All right, we'll see you. Maybe. All right, well, listen. I'm gonna go ahead. Teen, you there? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut the show a little short tonight. I gotta get little one into bed. So I wanna thank everybody for calling in. And when are you coming out, Tina? In July?
The girls will be out there in I think 11 days. They'll be out there the 15th.
Okay.
And I'll be out there July 2nd.
Okay. All right, well, then I will see you then. And we got to get out this air now. So thanks, everybody, calling in, and we'll catch everybody next Saturday night. We'll see ya.
Mickey Thompson from Moments Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.